The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Time to go downstairs because Jason Doherty waiting patiently with the hero of the night. Hard to believe we've fallen in love with an ex-Hawthorn player so quickly in Isaac Smith.
How lucky are we on K-Rock Football to have the new mayor of Geelong? He's joining us. I think Linger's in a bit of trouble. Isaac, congratulations. If you're going to win, you might as well win by a point then. That's okay. With a kick?
Yeah, it's funny, to be honest. When I dove the ball over the line with about 30 seconds to go, I had no idea what the score was. I was thinking we were up by two or three, so... it was a good win in the end, and thank Christ we got that.
And nice to have 25,000 odd people at the Cattery actually supporting you this time. And when you kick the goal, have you ever heard a reaction like that at a regional ground like this?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I had 25,000. I was copping a few heckles when I was running off the ground, so maybe 24 and a half. But it was phenomenal. I thought the crowd were awesome tonight. Only 75% full, but it doesn't matter what ground you're playing. When it's full and the fans are loud, it's unbelievable.
Isaac, Tom King up in the K-Rock box along with Ben Castanelia and Mark Neal. We've been lucky tonight. We had Jeremy on pre-game and now we get you post-game. We'd like to say firstly...
We've dropped a couple of pay grades there.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah, but you know what? You're earning yours at the moment and he's not. So...
So am I the idiot or is he?
His suit looked good too that he was wearing for whatever corporate function he was off to. Well done.
Probably making more money.
In all seriousness, you got 26 points up three times during the contest, but it never felt like you had put them away or put them far enough away, did it?
No, it actually didn't. It felt like we were probably controlling the game towards the back end of the second quarter there, and if Chucky, Gary Rowan, had kicked that goal, that's just unfortunate. When you won out in the goal square, everyone's going to play on. So that would have put us in a really strong position, but they were just close enough that they could really bother us, and they got a run on there in the last quarter. But we're probably lucky that we are a bit of a nursing home here, and we've got some old heads out there that allowed us to... sort of control the last 3 or 4 minutes, even though they were bombing it in. We were able to probably get a number behind the ball and control it a little bit, even though, it was probably a flip of the coin in the end.
Do you see the irony in it being your right boot that won the game?
Oh, let's hope we can do it a few more times. Do it in 10 days' time. That'd be pretty nice.
Oh, Isaac, you've come from a really successful footy club. Is footy, or are you still finding your feet in terms of the way the Cats play, or is it... you've been around the block long enough to know exactly what's required?
I think you know what's required, but it's probably going to take 10, 12, 20 games to get my head around everyone. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I think in the first probably 15, 20 minutes of the game, I was running around like a bit of a headless chook and couldn't get near it. So it'll take time to learn the little intricacies of certain players, but... at the moment, I seem to be working well with Hawks. Hopefully, that continues.
Yeah, I just mentioned there you played with some great players at Hawthorn, but we spoke about Tommy's ability to influence the game as a ruckman, as a key forward, but when there's a ruck play inside forward 50 for the Cats, and we've watched it over the last 3 or 4 years, it's really evolved. It's such a weapon for you guys, his ability to move his opponent and take the footy cleanly and dish it off.
Oh, mate, he's such a big bugger. he might not be as tall as him, but he's every bit as thick of him. I can see his bum right now, and it's pretty big. Mate, he's pretty special at that part of the game. He's probably the only one that really does it consistently, so we're lucky to have him there.
Fifth quarter for our good friends at APCO, and through that we get Isaac Smith on the line. Here's Mark Neild firing some questions at the now superstar Cat.
Yeah, congratulations on your first win in the blue and white hoops, Isaac.
Thanks, Mark.
Mate, last week we spoke to Cam Guthrie after the Adelaide game, and he said he felt a little bit frustrated, not just him personally, the whole group, about cautious ball movement, he called it. How do you think that went tonight, and do you still think there's another gear to go with that?
Oh, I think there is, Mark, but I think, we're coming off short in pre-seasons. We've gone back to normal length, and I know it's not an excuse, but Geelong played late into the year last year as well, so they've probably had less time to prepare. So I think it's probably, we're not really going to see the whips cracking, especially from the top half of the competition, I reckon, until about round 8 or 9. So it's going to take a few weeks for us to find our feet, and myself, Sean, Jeremy will be coming in. I've got some younger players coming through as well. So it's a bit of a different look this year, so it's going to take a few weeks.
Thanks for that. That terrific insight, mate. Hey, One other one. I just heard the back end of you. You did another interview at post-game, and I was. It was to me. It was really interesting. You've been renowned for a long time, mate, as one of the fittest in the competition. Now, how hard has the game been in the first 2 weeks? With and I want you to, if you can, talk about. So you've got reduced rotations. Game's a little bit longer than what it was last year. Is it seriously that hard, or are we just up in the commentary box just saying that for the sake of it?
No, mate. To be honest, I think. Watching from afar, and I've been fortunate enough to watch a few games, but you guys get to watch every game, that you're seeing so much more space now, and that's purely to do with fatigue. I know they've got the man on the mark rule, and yes, it does open up a little bit, but it can't open the whole game up. There's so many facets of the game, and that's only one facet of the game. So we're seeing blokes just not being able to run as hard, and you're seeing good midfielders go forward and be damaging, which I think is really good for the game. You're seeing a lot of one-on-one contests forward of the ball. And as a runner, I was someone that would have one, possibly two interchanges a quarter. The harder you run, I reckon the more you deserve an interchange. But now they're saying blokes with endurance can stay out there. And it does help us late in games that we've got some blokes that can run. But you're also going to see people out on their feet and see footy open up. And I think the first 2 weeks has been a real positive for the game.
Isaac, did you ride your bike to the footy tonight?
Yeah, I did.
Is that something that you must be enjoying? I heard, I think it was the practice match. It might have been your former teammate, Jordan Lewis, or was Luke Hodge. One of them suggested that you'd ridden your douchey here and you're loving the fact you're only about 600 metres from GMHBA Stadium. So did you just trundle the old Malvern Star down tonight?
Yeah, mate, I wasn't a Malvern Star. I was a nice giant. They're good bikes, those.
Oh, wow.
Ching. You gave me a little in there, but... No, I literally just roll down the hill and get the legs ticking over before I get in, which is nice.
No, you go. I was going to say, I heard you in that other interview that Mark just referenced before. You enjoying Geelong? It's obviously a bit of a different pace for you, enjoying it?
Mate, I really am. And I think I was fortunate enough to be at Hawthorn for 10 years, and they're an awesome club. And I've got some of my closest relationships still there, but... the time was right to move for the family, and we've got childcare about a 2-minute walk from home. The shops are about a 4-minute walk. I'm 2 minutes from the ground. The beach is just, you know, down the road, and we're very fortunate. So I'm really enjoying the lifestyle down here. I was a country boy growing up, and even though Geelong's a few hundred thousand now, it's still got very much that country feel.
Yeah, fantastic. And speaking of your old mob, you've got them next week. How do you... How do you think your emotions will be, and you know, how do you sort of see the week playing out?
Yeah, I've got no idea. It's funny. I probably talk to two or three of them every day on the phone, so it'll be interesting to see if those phone calls stop. I certainly won't be stopping them, but, you know, once the ball bounces, it's footy, but before and after that, we're still mates. But it'll be interesting to see how they play it. I'm guessing they'll be coming after me.
Do you think you'll be a bit nervous?
I don't know, mate. I don't tend to get nervous for footy. I get pretty excited. I'm just hoping, I've said to a few of them, I hope I'm playing well enough to get tagged, because I wouldn't want a few of you chasing me around.
Do you embrace it, Isaac? Do you go to Geelong and, like, they usually put a player up for media during the week? Will you go to the Cats and say, look, the interest is going to be in me. Why don't we get it out of the way early next week, knowing you've got a 10-day break and, you know, face the media and talk about it and then start focusing on the footy?
I won't be going to ask for it, but if it pops up, it doesn't really worry me. To be honest, we're in the entertainment business. So, you know, it's no longer sport. People get their entertainment fix out of it, so why not make it interesting?
Yeah, well, we enjoyed watching you play for Hawthorn. Now we love watching you play for Geelong, and we're going to enjoy it at least for the next couple of years here at K-Rock, and we'll make sure that you are treated like the superstar that you now are and the almost mayor of Geelong, as Jace Doherty referred to you as he introduced you before. We really appreciate your time tonight, Isaac. It's great to have you in the hoops, and we look forward to a long and fruitful relationship with you, the Cats, and K-Rock over the next few years.
No worries, boys. Really enjoyed it.
Isaac Smith joining us here. We really appreciate his time.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.